Life presents us possibilities each and every day. I heard a calling that was right for me. I prayed for strength for what's ahead of me.
On Hallmark Channel.
Who stood before me was my enemy. Took it on me. He's come to take away my liberty. I'd rather die than be a slave to thee.
Don't shake me this way.
I'd rather die than be your slave. I will survive. Brothers, they lay dead by me. Hit them hard, we made them pay that day. We hung the traitors from the highest tree to the sea.
Fight against illegal immigration and defender of the First and Second Amendment rights, straight from the ghetto, the prisoner of South Central, Terry Anderson.
What's with this Terry Anderson guy?
He's articulating a popular rage.
Stupid people of America, good evening. I always tell you the same, and I'll say it again tonight. If you ain't mad, you ain't listening. and you ain't paying attention. All of the above. You know why? Because you've been set in your ways for so long to figure you don't have to listen to anybody. You don't have to pay attention to anybody. All you have to do is sit back and let the rest of America do your job for you. But it ain't working no more. You have got to step up now and do your own. You got to carry your own water, as they say. Now, for those of you who haven't decided yet that illegal immigration is the biggest problem in the United States, and most of you conservatives have not figured it out, or maybe those of you who think it's a bad problem, but you think it's confined to the border states, let me tell you what's going on in the state of New Jersey. That's right, the Garden State. New Jersey officials say that they will lose $200 million this year on the care of illegal aliens in their hospitals. Just in the hospitals, $200 million. Doctors and administrators are not only complaining about the cost. No, they are now having to delay, are you ready for this? The purchase of life-saving technology or the hiring of needed staff. Do you know what that means? That means that they are now putting people's lives in jeopardy because they don't have the money to get the technology to save lives because some illegal alien has come in there and soaked up all the money. That's right. That is a huge problem. 40% of the hospitals in the state of New Jersey are projected to lose money due to illegal immigration this year. And it said that for some hospitals, the money that they spend for illegal aliens will cause them to economize on existing care. That means cut back on the quality of what they give people. There's a suspected 500,000 illegal aliens in the state of New Jersey. And this problem will surely escalate in the future. The state is crying about this measly $200 million, but y'all ain't seen nothing yet in New Jersey because as your problem gets worse, you're only going to get closer to what we suffer here in the state of California. But let's forget about the state of California. Let's go just to the city of Los Angeles. $200 million for the whole state of New Jersey, but the city of Los Angeles will lose $350 million as it did last year. That's right. $350 million is what we lost in our hospitals last year. The federal government bears the responsibility for this by not enforcing the nation's immigration laws. And this year, they intend to spend a mere $200 million to reimburse the nation's hospitals for the treatment of illegal aliens. Did you hear what I just said? They will tell you in a minute, this is a federal problem. The state can't handle it. We have to do it ourselves as a federal institution. Guess what? They're not doing it. But then we get stuck with this money. And they won't reimburse it. I'm against reimbursing because I think that's our money anyway. Why are we going to take our federal money and put it into a problem instead of our state money? It's still our money. But of all the hospitals in this country that are losing money, the feds are only going to give up $200 million. That will just cover New Jersey and nobody else. Of all of these hospitals, New Jersey is going to get $5.7 million. That's just going to take a little piece of $200 million, but it's not going to come anywhere west of the Mississippi with this money. We won't get any. That's going to cover the East Coast. 5.7 is what they're going to get. That is exactly 3% of what they lost in New Jersey. And you think they ain't mad about it? They need to be mad. And I'm mad, too. And this is happening all over the United States in every city, every town, every place that's been invaded by illegal aliens. Don't you love that term? Illegal aliens. That's right. We're not talking about Star Wars or Star Trek. We're talking about a legal term. An alien is somebody who is not a member of this country. An illegal is somebody who is not a member of this country illegally. Any resident, legal resident alien does not feel offended by that term. It's only the illegal aliens that don't want to be called aliens. But you will be called illegal aliens every time on this show. All of this is why I get so angry at stories about illegal aliens who come here for, quote, a, quote, better life, unquote. Take, for instance, Lorenzo and Maria Chavez of Bakersfield, California. They came here 14 years ago, illegally, from Mexico with their 2-year-old son, Carlos. 4 years later, they applied for legal residency, but they did not get it. But for some reason, the government did give them work permits. They had 2 more kids, that's right, 2 jackpot babies. And then they bought a house in the year 2001. Now, this guy is a gardener, and she's a hostess at a restaurant. Are you going to tell me that they're paying for their medical bills? Do you think those kids weren't born at taxpayers' expense? Do you think that we're not spending money on those kids right now? Kids would not be here had they not been here in the first place. Huh. They're living the American dream, folks, right there in Bakersfield, California. They applied for this legal residency in 1994, and in 2002, they were denied legal residency. That's right. And their work permits ran out. On December 21st of this year, they received a letter dated December the 14th, of last year, telling them that they had 30 days to get out of the country voluntarily or they would be deported. Now, let's back up on this. Came here illegally, had two jackpot babies, applied for legal residency, got a work permit, and then that finally expired. They came here for the American dream. They came here for a better life, and now they are whining and sniveling and bellyaching about how could this be? How could they put us out of this country on such short notice? Hell, you came here on short notice, and now you're leaving the same way, and that is called poetic justice. Nobody invited you. Nobody gave you an extended invitation, but you showed up, and now we're going to show up and put you the hell out of this country with no malice. No malice, just with the law. That's all. The Chavezes say that their biggest anguish is leaving behind the house that they bought that they should have never bought in the first place because it's illegal in 2001 and having to start over again in Mexico. That's how they see it. This is how I see it. You invaded my country illegally. You lived here for 4 years illegally. You had two jackpot babies that I'm sure we paid for and continue to pay for. Between your three kids so far, your 16, 12, and 7-year-old have received 20 years of quality education from my country. That's right. The U.S. gave you a 10-year work permit that they never should have given you in the first place, but they did. And you lived a good life for 10 years. And now it's time to go. Straight up. It's time to go. You got to go. You had a good life here, more than you deserve because you had no right to it. You stepped in front of all those people from around the world who are waiting to get here legally and doing the thing right. You stepped in front of many Americans who can't get the benefits that you get. You stepped in front of many immigrants who come to this country legally and can't get what you get. That's why it is time for you to go. And fear not, because that 12-year-old that you've got, that American-born jackpot baby, they can petition the government on their 18th birthday and bring y'all right back in. It ain't but 6 years. You only suffer for 6 years in your country. Right now, though, regardless of all of that, regardless of anything you've got, any hopes that you may have, and I say this with no malice and no prejudice, you got to go. You got to go. You must leave my country, and you must leave it now. And if you need a ride, just ask. I'll find you all the volunteers in the world, and I will take you myself. If you need a ride, just say, I need a ride. I can't get to the border. And as the man said, I'm your Huckleberry. That's just my game. This is the Terry Anderson Show on the All-American Radio Network.
Hon, have you figured out the bills yet?
Things have been hard since the baby.
I've been looking for a job. It's just been so difficult with the job market. By the way, I don't think we're going to be able to afford the gym with the rent increase.
I'm heartbroken.
Hey, it bothers me that we can't afford the gym, a house, and a decent neighborhood. I think we should move.
What?
If we moved to Arizona, specifically Phoenix, I hear we could afford a house there.
Whatever, but where the post-pregnancy craziness?
Actually, that's true. Phoenix is one of the fastest-growing cities. Prices for homes are still affordable, and the job market is excellent. My name is Willa Key, and I am the designated broker of Premier Properties and have had many years of experience in all areas of residential real estate. I would be so happy to assist you with finding your dream home. Contact me at 602-863-3050 or email at wilyaby2@aol.com.
We'll call 602-863-3050, and so should you.
Hi, I'm Roy Burns, and I'm president of the Association for Los Angeles Deputy Sheriffs. With all the politics surrounding ballot measures claiming to help law enforcement, sometimes we can forget the very real daily acts of heroism by our deputy sheriffs. Almost 2 years ago, Deputy Armand Arevalo was on patrol in Linwood when he observed a suspicious man who turned out to be carrying a .357 Magnum. Rather than submit to a search, the suspect took his own girlfriend hostage and fled on foot. Deputies Hilgendorf, North, and Welch arrived to assist and found the suspect had climbed onto a roof in a residential neighborhood and had opened fire on the deputies and a sheriff's department helicopter. The deputies held their ground, returned fire, and mortally wounded the suspect, who, as it turns out, was a convicted felon on parole. Thanks to the swift and courageous action of these brave and selfless deputies, hardworking families were protected and lives were saved. We owe these deputies a debt of gratitude for a dangerous job well done. I'm Roy Burns. Thanks for listening.
Folks, you know when it's time to refinance your home, the first thing they're going to tell you to get is an appraisal for your house. That tells you what it's worth, how much you can get, lets you know how you can plan your future. Well, where do you get it? Our good friends at American Real Estate Appraisals is the best you can get. It's 818-223-9498. Give them a call. They're fast, friendly, and professional, and will get you the best evaluation, which means more money in your pocket. Give our good friends at American Real Estate Appraisals a call at 818-223-9498. That's 818-223-9498. Out there that has friends and relatives who cannot hear the sound of our voice, they can hear us live at our website. That's theterryandersonshow.com. They can also hear us live by going to CRN. That's the cable radio network. That is radio on your TV, folks. CRN, the cable radio network. Let me welcome all the folks tonight live in Boston, Massachusetts at WSRO AM 650, McConnellsburg, Pennsylvania, WVFC AM 1530, KLID, Poplar Bluff, Missouri, 1340, KFNX, Phoenix, Arizona, 1100 AM, the great K-Dawn, 720 AM, Las Vegas, Nevada, and KLO, 1430 AM, Salt Lake City. Welcome to the Terry Anderson Show. Let me give out that caller number now. Those who want to call, agree, disagree, curse me out. But don't forget, you get back all that you give. That number is 1-866-870-5752. That's 1-866-870-5752.
And now it's time for the most horriblest clown of the week.
Yes, it is time for the most horriblest clown of the week. And tonight we have one of those race-based organizations. And you know, that's nothing new to this country, folks. But now we've got these racist organizations that only advocate and service one race of people. And they advocate for those who shouldn't be in the country. We're talking about MALDEF, Mecha, Lulac, Churla, Mapa, Wapa, the National Council of the Race, and many others. These organizations advocate for illegal aliens who look like them, sound like them, and have the same allegiance that they have. And anybody that has the audacity to step up and even mention the words illegal immigration is immediately jumped on by these organizations and called a racist. You can't even discuss legality without having names called. Anti-illegal immigration activists in Massachusetts, folks, from an organization called CC File, were recently attacked by LULAC. That's right, one of the worst. LULAC, in an attempt to deny them their First Amendment rights. They have a public access TV show run by CC File there, and they give the latest illegal immigration news in the Framingham, Massachusetts area. LULAC, in an effort to stifle them, went to the cable station demanding that they put them off the air. The station responded by cutting their show down to one day a week. Now, I tell you this because the station had to keep them honest to law. But they cut them down from 7 days to one day, and that is wrong. All because some racist organization steps up and says they need to go. We have the First Amendment in this country, and these people are the first one to teach tolerance. You have to be tolerant of us. You have to be tolerant of everything we do. You have to be tolerant of our views. How come you can't be tolerant of ours? All these people are doing is talking about the law. And when you say you will not tolerate people enforcing the laws or even advocating the enforcing of laws, then that means you have no tolerance. And that makes you un-American. And more than that, tonight, LULAC, it makes you, LULAC, the most horriblest clown of the week. Let's get right to our guest now. Folks, we're talking about LULAC in Framingham, Massachusetts. And tonight we have a gentleman live from there, Joe Rizzoli. Joe, what do you hear? What are you saying?
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, buddy? Tell the folks what's going on. Now, folks, let me say this. Joe has sent me copies of the cable show, and I've watched it. There's nothing there that's racist. Nothing at all. If it was, I wouldn't have anything to do with him. But there's nothing there. It's just guys reporting about the problem there, which is mostly illegal alien Brazilians, not even Mexicans this time. And it's a big problem up there. And he reports on this, and guess what? They want to stifle his First Amendment right. That is insanity. Go ahead, Joe.
Well, yeah, we have a cable show called CC File, which stands for Concerned Citizens and Friends of Illegal Immigration Law Enforcement. And for about over a year now, we've been putting together a show, an hour show. On the, we have two cable channels. One's Comcast and one's called RCN. And in our show, you know, we talk about illegal immigration. We talk about facts and figures. I mean, we talk about the problems we're having in Framingham with the particular the Brazilian community, who they estimate now, the Brazilian community themselves estimate that there's probably from 10 to 15,000 illegal immigrants, illegal aliens in the town of Framingham, which we only have a population of 67,000, and the 10 to 15,000 is actually a low number. We feel it's probably even higher, and they admit, the you know, the Brazilian newspapers and the Metro West Daily News that, you know, that writes about, you know, the Brazilians, that 90% of them are illegal.
90%.
So we've got a huge number of illegal.
90%.
That's what they say.
Now, what did LULAC have to say about your show?
Well, LULAC, you know, got wind of our show, and they saw some stuff on it that they didn't like, because we did play some stuff by the John Birch Society. You probably are familiar with the tapes that dealt with illegal immigration. They had two wonderful tapes. And we played, you know, both of them on the show. We played them for a couple of shows. And, of course, you know, that tape was done very professionally, and they mentioned LULAC and all the other organizations, you know, in the California and what's happening, you know, with illegal immigration. And apparently LULAC didn't like the fact that their name was probably mentioned in, you know, one of the cable shows that we put up when we put that show.
Well, I'm sure, and organizations like those never want to be mentioned. But those organizations are lacking, Joe. I mean, they advocate for one race of people. Let me read. I've got one of the emails that you got from a man. I was going to say gentleman. I almost slipped. His name is Brett Wilkes.
Right.
And he's the executive director of LULAC National, Washington, D.C. And here's a email that you sent me that he wrote to you. He says, LULAC does not condone illegal immigration. This stuff, folks, this will tell you where they're coming from. Does not condone illegal immigration, but we do feel our immigration laws need to be improved in order to allow immigrants. We already have immigrants come here, over 1.2 million every year legally to this country. So his statement is null and void. In order to allow immigrants who are willing to work hard and contribute to America to do so legally. The whole purpose of the United States Congress is to review the laws that we currently have and to make changes and pass new laws that will benefit our country. No benefit there for us. Benefit for the people coming here illegally.
Right.
Such a change is long overdue with our immigration laws. Congress has taken similar steps in the past to abolish slavery. I hate it when they put slavery in there with illegal immigration. Slavery was not illegal for us. It was illegal for the people who were enslaving my people. But let me just say this. I wonder if I ask this, Mr. Wilkes, are you against deportation of illegal aliens today? You know what he would tell you? Well, no, we think people should be treated in a different kind of way. I was in a debate in the Congress of the United States with a woman named Selena Walsh. Boy, you talk about a brick sitting in a chair that had no kind of personality whatsoever. She came unprepared, was totally horrible. But this woman sat there and totally said over and over, LULAC is against illegal immigration, but. We think these people should be, you know, treated in a fair fashion and this, that, and the other. My point about this Brent Wilkes is that he's full of it. This
right.
guy is more in need of a laxative than anybody I've ever seen in my life.
Right.
And in his statement up here, he says, LULAC is a very patriotic organization who has been in existence for 75 years, true, on the latter, not the former. Many of our members, now this is where the race came in, because your emails didn't even mention race or national origin, but he says, many of our members trace their roots to this land far earlier than northern European immigrants. What is that? Why do they always, are they the first ones to bring up the European thing? I don't care where anybody came from, as long as you're an American now.
Right.
But this is the first thing they do.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, how did this guy, I mean, you had what, I kind of two correspondences with this guy. Now, have you talked to him since this?
Right.
And let me, oh, wait a minute, before we go into that, folks, he hasn't even seen the show.
No, he mentioned email.
Yeah, he hasn't even seen the show. He says, I do not need to watch your show to understand what kind of content it contains. What the hell does that mean? You know, give me a break. He says, I can tell what kind of group you represent just by reading your email messages. I mean, this is unbelievable. These are the people, folks, that the money from the Ford Foundation is going to, General Motors, Toyota, Wells Fargo Bank. All these people are sending money to organizations like this who are ready to shut down your First Amendment rights, and he hasn't even seen the show.
Right.
Unbelievable.
Incredible.
So you haven't had any contact with him since that?
Well, no, because, as he goes on in his letter, he says that he doesn't want to engage with our group in a discussion any more than we would want to have a discussion with a psychotic killer about why they should stop killing people.
And then he talks about how you should act more like Christ and less like Hitler.
Yeah. Boy,
now, you tell me who's acting like Hitler when they want to stifle First Amendment rights.
Absolutely. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
I'm going to tell you what your problem is, Joe. You're a white guy.
Yeah, no kidding.
And you are an endangered species now. White guys are endangered as an endangered species. You can't say what you want to say anymore because the least little thing out of your mouth, I can get away with a lot more than you can.
Right.
But even me, even now, they call me a racist and they tell me I can't talk about the law on this show. And certain things I have said about the president, everybody's angry at me about. But you know what? Fair is fair. And if it's true, how can you get angry about somebody speaking the truth?
Right. We agree.
It's unbelievable. When is your show on in Massachusetts? Because we're on there in Boston. I want people to know when they can see it.
We have two cable companies. We have RCN, and RCN carries our show on Channel 3, which is in Framingham. It's on at 6 p.m. every Wednesday night. And Comcast carries our show, but it's not just played once. It's actually played three times. But it's the major playing time is Mondays, 9 p.m., and for Framingham residents, that's Channel 9.
All right, folks. If they happen to live there, check it out, and you make up your own mind. You see if this is a racist content. I know it's not because I haven't seen every one of your shows. I must be honest and say that. But the ones that I have seen, you say the same things that we say. And if you happen to be, you know, people always tell me, well, this guy here, he's endorsed by so-and-so. Well, you know what? I've probably been endorsed by some unscrupulous people, too. That means nothing. It's
right.
It's like I tell people all the time, I'm a Cleveland Browns fan. I'm sure there's some horrible people. There's probably rapists and murderers that like the Browns. That's not going to make me stop liking them.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know, it's just ridiculous. And this Brent Wilkes, this guy is a piece of work because he hasn't seen the show. He's quick to put you down. He's quick to talk about what you shouldn't be doing. And right here in his email, he goes on to put down European people.
Right.
Goes on to talk about you should talk better, and no matter how much reasonable people prevail upon you to act more like Christ than like Hitler. This is just unbelievable. Unbelievable. And he says this is not censorship. That's exactly what it is.
Right. And I know it is, Terry. You know, I don't mind, but I was interviewed by Greater Worcester Business Journal. We had an article that was they wrote about us in the Worcester Business Journal that came out yesterday. And We talk about illegal immigration. They mention our group. And I told the woman who was interviewing me, I said, you know, I produced a video that I played on cable where I interview a Mexican woman who came into the country legally, went through all the questions to become a United States citizen. I went into Boston.
Joe,
I videotaped
Joe,
her receiving her, you know,
Joe, hold
citizenship.
That. Joe, hold that thought, buddy. I got to take a break. I'm going to come right back. We're going to finish this up when we get back.
Okay.
Just hold on.
Yep.
But, folks, you want to hear censorship? Let me tell you what they want to do to our proposition. I play it every week.
These are the critical years for us as a Latino community. We're in the state of transition. And that transformation is called the Browning of America. Latinos are now becoming the majority. Because I know the time and history is on the side of the Chicano Latino community. It is changing in the future and in the present the balance of power of this nation. It's a game of power. Who controls it? You are like the generals that command armies. We're in a state of war. This Proposition 187 is a declaration of war against the Latino Chicano community of this country. They know the demographics. They know that history and time is on our side as one community, as one people, as one nation within a nation, as a community that we are, the Chicano Latino community of this nation. What this means is a transfer of power. It means control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Did you read this? Chicago just became the murder capital of America.
I don't understand. It's been a felony to have a gun since 95. I thought that was supposed to prevent murders, not increase them.
Criminals will always find a way to get guns, while the rest of us are just left defenseless.
Chicago authorities have seized over 75,000 firearms since 1995. And now, Chicago's murder rate is twice as high as New York City. Tonight, while you're asleep, criminals will be at work.
Not in Kennesaw, Georgia. In 1982, our city passed a law requiring every household to have a gun. It terrified the criminals, and our violent crime rate is now 75% below the national average. We sleep well here in Kennesaw.
Americans who own guns prevent over a million violent crimes every year and save lives. Get the facts. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Go to stoptheftaa.org, then tell Congress you want a better future for America. That's stoptheftaa.org.
All right, folks, this is the Terry Anderson Show, and we talk about illegal immigration. We're going to get back to our guest now, and we're going to wrap up this thing with Joe Rizzo. Joe's a good guy, folks. He's working hard back there. I've never met him. But we've exchanged emails, and he sent me some tapes and other things, and I applaud what he's doing back there. Joe, what exactly are you guys trying to do with this TV show?
Well, we want to embarrass the people in this town to start getting right on illegal immigration. I mean, you know, they're not doing anything. We go to the selectmen, we talk to them. They don't want to do nothing. So we've been putting people's pictures up on the TV screen, and we've been putting music
Front
up.
Front Street.
Huh?
Front Street.
Yep.
Man,
and, we've been embarrassing them.
That's good.
And that's the way we're going to do it, because if they don't listen to us, and until they listen to us, you know, we're going to keep, you know, putting their names up, embarrassing businesses or whatever, and, you know.
And, Joe, you know what? We're talking about the law. That's all we're talking about is the law. Nothing else, nothing more, just the law.
Right. And my brother's running for selectman.
That's good. That, folks, that's like a city councilman
right
here in California. And it's a if you can get it, it'll be good. We'll have one of our own on the inside.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely. Joe, I got to go, buddy. I want to thank you for coming on. I know it's late back there. Thanks for coming on and sharing this with us. And any of you folks want to contact LULAC? I mean, it's up to you. I don't usually give out the number of these people because I don't want to, you know what I mean? I wouldn't call them for anything in the world. But if you really want to call Mr. Brent Wilkes at LULAC in Washington and tell him what you think of him stifling these people's free speech, his number in Washington D.C. Brent Wilkes is 202-833-6130. That's 202-833-6130. You know, what can I say? What can I say? If you want to give him a call, let him know what you think about his anti-American activities. Joe, thanks again, buddy. We're going to get back to you.
Okay.
And we're going to see what's happening there. Stay in touch.
We will, Terry.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, thanks.
Take care.
Bye.
All right. All right, folks, what we're going to do now, we're going to get to the phones, and I want to talk to everybody out there. I'm sure everybody's got something to say. Let us go. Let's go to Joseph calling from Ventura. Joseph, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hello, Mr. Anderson. I appreciate you giving me the time to speak to you about my Redondo Beach ride.
That's going to be a good deal out there.
Yeah, as your
pray for no rain.
Excuse me?
Pray for no rain.
For sure.
Yeah.
As your listeners probably know, the city of Redondo Beach had a bunch of residents and business owners who finally got fed up with the illegal alien day laborers down there. And they basically asked the city attorney to start going after these guys. And once Jerry Goddard, the great attorney down there, went after them, MolDef sued, and now they've got an injunction against the city of Redondo Beach to keep them from going after these day laborers.
There we go. We got LULAC in Framingham, Massachusetts, and we got MolDef in Redondo Beach, California. Jeez.
Exactly. So basically a bunch of hardcore activists are getting out there, and we're trying to organize a rally to support Redondo Beach. And it's going to be this Saturday, January 15th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can learn more about it by going to www.saveourstate.org. And basically, I just want to encourage all your listeners to go out there and support us. You know, I think a lot of the listeners, a lot of people in our movement, they're what I call dog kickers. And what I mean by that is they listen to the radio. They get all upset by what they hear. They want to kick and scream. They want to bitch and moan. And then they go home, kick the dog, and watch TV. Yeah. They don't do a damn thing about it.
Six-pack gets popped open, and they're content for the next 30, 40 minutes. You
exactly.
Know?
And what we need our people to understand is that ultimately we are the ones responsible for
That's
this
right.
problem.
That's
and, you know,
right.
I think our founding fathers would be disgusted with what we've let happen to our nation as a whole. And I think the sooner that we as individuals in this country take personal responsibility for the problems that are facing us and get out there in the streets and start letting the politicians know that we're fed up, the faster things are going to change.
I agree.
So one last time, it's Saturday, January 15th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Redondo Beach Civic Center. And you can find out more about us at saveourstate.org.
Saveourstate.org, folks.
And I appreciate you giving me the time to look after listening.
That's okay, Joe. And you know what, folks? Redondo Beach, that's right around the corner. That's not far from L.A. I mean, anybody can get in the car and get there in about 20 minutes. It's not a big deal.
Well, hell, I'm driving from Ventura.
Yeah.
I'm over 70 miles away.
We should come out and get involved in this, folks, because it is very, very important. Joe, I'm going to try to make it. I've got some other things to do that day, radio business.
Sure,
but
no problem.
I am going to try to make it to meet everybody out there if I possibly can.
Well, and I appreciate your support.
It's my pleasure.
Thank you so much. You have a great evening.
You take care, buddy.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, bye. All right, folks, there you go. Another thing we can get involved in, we can show our faces, we can show our bodies at least, and let some bodies out there ain't as nice as others, but that's another story. But we can show our faces and bodies out there, get involved, and this is your chance to show up. You know, we have a problem with showing up. We never seem to show up when we need to be. Here's a chance. This is Saturday, 10 o'clock in Redondo Beach, California, and go to saveourstate.org, get the information. Let us go to Rich now. Calling from West Covina, California. Rich, what do you hear? What do you say?
Yeah, I hear that. Look, MolDef and LULAC is trying to speak for all Latinos.
Right.
And I have to give an opinion about LULAC. Basically, MolDef and LULAC are a bunch of pinche puto cabrones.
Well, you still there, Rich? I guess Rich is gone. I won't translate that for anybody, but Rich, I want to thank you for your call. And that's your opinion. You know, what he says is they don't speak for all Latinos. I'm sure this gentleman here happened to be of Latin extraction. And what it is, he doesn't like being spoke for by these organizations. The NAACP does not speak for me. Some things they say I agree with. Some things they say I don't agree with. They don't speak. They're not my spokesperson. I have my own opinions on things, and I don't need anybody to speak for me. Rich, I appreciate the call. I really do. Let's go to Greg calling from Phoenix, Arizona. Greg, what do you hear? What do you say?
Good evening, Terry.
Good evening, sir.
Thank you for having me on. I wanted to give a quick thank you from the people of Arizona for all of your contribution to Proposition 200. You were really a boost to the volunteers here.
It was my pleasure. My pleasure, Greg. It really was. Great. I love Arizona. It's kind of like my home away from home. I've been there many times, and there's a lot of good folks there that worked on the proposition, and it was absolutely my pleasure to be involved.
Well, the people here do appreciate it, and you're talked about all the time on the local websites. And that's kind of what I called tonight about specifically, as I wanted to pass information on to your listeners. We started a grassroots project here in Phoenix on a local website about 3 or 4 weeks ago. And I just want to give you a quick background. When Proposition 200 in Arizona was qualified for the ballot, as it was promised, all of the rats come flushing out of the woodwork. And we watched all of our elected officials team up with business, big business, and run million-dollar lie campaigns against the proposition, trying to defeat it. And, of course, that brought home the fact that business and government kind of teamed together to keep this illegal alien flow coming into the country. The other thing I think that set it off was this 9/11 bill situation, where they allowed Bush to take out the driver's license ban after holding out for about a week. And then we sort of realized then they were even willing to risk not only American language and culture and quality of life, but also our national security for money. So shortly after the vote on the 9/11 bill, a congressman was on the radio, and he made a comment to the effect that if people wanted the immigration laws enforced, that they would have to bring it to be. In other words, they would have to force the issue. So we started debating this on the website. We finally realized we're dealing with money. That's our big problem, is that they're making money off from it. So we dug up an old idea and decided that we would call it the National Consumer Boycott. And basically what we're asking people to do is, starting the 1st of February, is to retain their disposable income. In other words, pay their bills, buy their necessities, but don't make unnecessary purchases. What we're trying to do is to get corporate America, if they're going to dictate immigration policy to the White House, we want them to dictate the right thing. So by pressuring these people, by keeping our money indefinitely, we hope to force them to go to the White House and say, you better meet their demands.
You know what, Greg? This is one of the few tools that we have.
This is the only tool I think we have, Terry.
Yeah.
Emailing our congressman and everything. We have no representation in Arizona. We have John McCain as the head of our congressional
delegation. That's worse than no representation.
Oh, it's minus representation.
Yeah, it is, exactly.
And anyway, this is something that everybody can do. They simply just keep your money. And this is the biggest tool we've got to send a message to Washington saying, we're not kidding. We want all of this stuff done, the laws enforced. They have us distracted with 100 different battles across the country every single day. And our eye is off the ball. We should be concentrating on the basics. I did want to point out that we have the basic demands about the borders and these type of things, but I wanted to address quickly the objections that have been raised in the debates that we've had. People have said, why don't you just boycott a specific business? If you do that, the only thing it's going to do is hurt that business. It's not going to change White House immigration policy. They say if you boycott all businesses, you're boycotting innocent businesses that don't hire illegal aliens. And we say, well, just because a business doesn't hire illegal aliens doesn't mean they're profiting from them, that they're not profiting from them. Because all those 10,000 people now that are coming across the border every day are all consumers. So there's people patting the White House, giving them money, and the politicians saying, keep them people coming in here because they need to buy everything under the sun. They came here with a backpack. The other argument was, no, there's no way to measure this type of approach where people just keep their money and that brings down the sales and everything. And I say it can be measured by watching financial reports and this and that and the other. I would want to remind people that the Martin Luther King holiday came about because of boycotts and threats of boycotts, and it was one of the most effective things in history of our country. The achievement that the people reached by doing that was accomplished that way. So,
and it was done with no money, just with willpower.
Just with willpower.
Absolutely.
And if people boo, I know there's been other boycotts that have fell flat, but this should tell people it can be done if you're committed as much as those people were.
Well, Greg, I got to move on, buddy. It's getting late. I want to get everybody on. I appreciate you announcing this, folks. This is a worthwhile venture. How far it's going to go, I don't know. But I know we don't have many tools out there to use, and this is one tool that we can use. And
well,
it'll help you get your credit cards paid off, too. You know what I mean?
Right. And so, I did want to remind people that the Bush amnesty is going to be pushed in the next several weeks. And if we don't be proactive on it, we cannot be reactive. We have to be proactive.
I agree.
I wanted to tell people where they can get more information.
Yeah, that's what we want.
And that would be on www.sherrycarell.com.
Okay, that's one of the websites that we talk about all the time. SherryCarell.com, folks, you can get all the information. There's a button there for the boycott, and you can get everything you need right there.
Let me spell that for you, Terry. Let me spell that for you. SHERRICORRELL.
All right, folks. Got to go, Greg. Thanks
for
letting us know. Stay in touch. Let us know how it's going.
Certainly will. Have
Thank
a good
you,
evening.
Sir. You take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's go to Aaron calling from Torrance. Aaron, what do you hear? What do you say?
Well, Terry, have you ever thought of making a Medal of Honor, like a Congressional Medal of Honor for people?
I guess.
The other reason I'm saying is because for the last 3 days, myself and the South Bay petitioners, unfortunately for Paul Monchman, have been out there. We got approximately 350 to 400 signatures.
Wow.
In the rain.
In the rain.
The worst of the storm.
That's tough. That's a tough one.
Hey, the Air Force can fly and fight in bad weather. The Army can fly and fight weather.
Why not us?
Why not the petitioners?
I agree. Good for you, Aaron.
So we...
You folks out there, don't be discouraged by the rain. You know what I mean? Just find you a dry spot and hammer them when they come in. That's all you can do.
Yeah, they're coming in because people were coming in to get their roofs fixed and everything else. It was a perfect time. And a couple people we had talked to thought it was bad, and I said, no. I was going to go by there a couple of times. The parking lot was full of customers for the place we were at. So we got them.
All right, Aaron. Thanks for that update.
One last thing. I think that LULAC should get the most Razanassiest award of the year.
Well, they're pretty rough. All those organizations are rough. They really are.
Right,
un-American organizations.
Yeah, anti-American.
Yep. All right, Aaron. Thanks for the call, buddy.
See you back.
All right. Let's go to Barbara Cole, calling from Orange County. Barbara, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Ted.
What's up, kid?
I just wanted to let your people know to mark their calendar to be at the Ayers Hotel on Friday the 14th because our champion from Washington, D.C., Tom Tancredo, is going to be there in support of the Save Our License initiative. And that's at the Ayers Hotel in Hawthorne, California. There's going to be the big show between 3 and 7. There at the Ayers Hotel, Tom Tancredo is going to be there between 5 and 6, and also between 7 and 9 in the hotel. This is a fantastic opportunity to meet our champion immigration reform person from Washington, D.C. We're urging everybody to be there. The address is 14400 Hendry Avenue in Hawthorne. And if anybody wants any details or needs a ride, just call CCIR at our toll-free number 877-NO-ILLEGALS.
All right, Barbara, we appreciate that.
It's going to be a fundraiser and signature gathering effort.
That's this week. That's the 14th
on Friday.
That's right, Tom Tancredo. The next day, the protest in Redondo Beach. Two worthwhile events.
You got it.
All right, kid, thanks for the call. Anybody wants information, 877-NO-ILLEGALS.
That's right. We'll give them all the details, and we'll also give them a ride.
And it's free.
You got it.
All right, Barbara, thanks for the update. Take care.
You betcha.
All right, let's go to Bernie.
Bye.
Calling from Gardena. Bernie, what do you hear? What do you say?
I know, Terry.
What's
doing
up?
Great tonight. But what I want to talk about is the fact that New Jersey is paying that $200 million, but the U.S. taxpayers are paying it. There's probably about $1 billion here in the state of California.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've got 14 million illegal aliens or more in this country. I've heard 14 to 20 million.
I think 20 million is short, Bernie. I'm going to be honest.
But The point is, we're this country is just as stupid overseas.
Yes, we are.
You know, the Indonesians blew up 200 people over there, along with some Americans and Australians, and we're pouring our tax money in there now. I say help Thailand out, but forget Indonesia.
I say help anybody who needs help if they've been in our corner. And if they haven't been in our corner, well, then let some of those people that they vote for help them. I'm sorry. That's the way I feel about it. That may sound harsh.
That's right. Let them have a separate...
These people vote against us.
Deliver money.
Yeah, and I mean, my heart goes out to the people there. Don't get me wrong. But I mean, you know, and how much of that money is going to find its way? There's a lot of Muslims over there. How many of those Muslims are going to end up with that money? You know?
That's right. It's all going right to Swiss Bank.
Yep. But one other thing, Bernie. Maybe if we don't send the money, they're all going to end up here. You know what I mean? So we don't want that either.
Right. They're going to start bringing them in here now.
Refugees.
Just like they did in Vietnam and every place else.
Displaced persons.
People in there, all they're doing is raising hell.
Yep. You're right. Bringing their culture here.
And you know, 200, Terry, you got to stop in Arizona. But they're all going to pour into California and get it here.
They're all going to come to California. Bernie, thanks for the call, buddy.
Thank you.
Take care. All right.
Keep up the great work.
Thank you, sir. Let's go to Pete calling from Tarzana. Pete, not much time.
Hey, Terry, how you doing?
How you doing, buddy?
Hey, I got some good news, some bad news, and maybe an ally you want to hook up with.
Okay.
The good news is off the website predatoryaliens.com from July 19, 2003 to January 4, 2005, the ICE agents arrested more than 4,028 foreign national sexual predators in the United States of America. Now, the bad part is they estimate that there's about 170,000 other unarrested sexual predators that are from illegal immigration in California alone. And I think that estimate might be a little bit on the conservative side. One problem we're facing here, if someone's a citizen and they get arrested for a sexual crime, then they have to register. But all these people that come in from other countries...
We don't know who they are.
Past sexual history.
Yeah, we don't know what they're doing. We don't know what...
Yeah,
they might
if they're felons or...
Yeah,
whatever.
And we don't know when they did it, what they did, who they did it to, or anything.
Yeah, so
we're kind of stuck with them.
Have a whole state full of people that are sexual predators just waiting to happen, and... Unfortunately, unless they can commit a crime or they've got a record that's been provided from another country that they have come from here from, we don't know who the hell they are
that's
or what
right.
they're doing.
I got to go,
so
Pete.
Watch out. We have one more thing.
Real quick.
You might have an ally down here in San Diego, Roger Hedgecock.
Oh, yeah. I've been on Roger's show before. It's been some years now. But he's organizing a thing in April to go to lobby in Washington. I think it's going to be a really nice event.
Yeah, he's really strong on the whole defeat of the fire thing.
He always has been.
Illegal aliens.
He's a real
guy is really
Roger,
doing his job.
Pete, Roger is the real deal. He always has
he
been. Absolutely. I got to go, buddy. Thanks for the call, okay?
All right, keep up the good
All right,
work,
Pete.
Terry.
Thanks a lot. Let's go to Al, calling from Riverside, California. Al, not much time.
Terry, very fast. You do my heart good. Every time I hear your voice, I do a little dance.
Thank you, sir.
All right. I called a guy in Arizona that's they're trying to vet this guy for attorney general and pointed out that he belongs to La Raza, and La Raza means the race, and for our race, everything, for the other race is nothing. He said he had a lot of phone calls about it, but all I heard was about the Abu Ghraib prison thing. We need to get this thing on the table to point out that this guy is ethnocentric and belongs to an ethnocentric organization.
Well, that's what they are. That's what all those organizations
the
are.
The attorney general, that needs to be brought up. I want to turn the TV on tomorrow and hear them talking about you belong to this group, and what about illegal immigration if you're going to enforce their immigration laws, and why criticize a country that holds the record? Another thing, this comic book that delineates how to come to this country illegally, a guy named Kurt Kruger wrote a letter from Paris into our Riverside paper, and he said this is a declaration of war.
It is.
Everything that the previous politicians fought against the Russians and the Nazis for is being taken over surreptitiously now, and I agree with it. It's a declaration of war. And by the way, since we're talking about history, every country in the world was settled by immigration, not just the United States, so that includes Mexico, that includes Japan.
Everywhere.
And by the way, These people, he was talking about Brazilians. I don't think Brazil allows illegal aliens.
They don't.
That's what gets me angry is there's no reciprocity.
And you know what, Al? They condemn us for doing the very thing that they do. They control their immigration, but condemn us when we try to do it. I got to go, buddy.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call.
Bye.
All right, real quick, let me go to Frank calling from Fresno, California. Frank, you got about 30 seconds.
Okay, there's a conglomerate from Mexico named Moon Broadcasting. It's by a man named Abel de Luna, and he's buying up hundreds of English broadcasting stations all over the states. And every state in the union, and we're having problems with him here in Fresno.
Wow.
We've got 9 Mexican stations already. I just wanted
9 already in Fresno.
That this is
wow.
unconstitutional, and we need a constitutional lawyer to bring this before the Congress.
Frank, we used to have, in 1976, we had 3 Hispanic stations here in L.A. There's over 25 now. It is just unreal. I got to move on.
With us and helping us form some coalition up here to stop it in Fresno.
I tell you what, Frank, I don't have time. I got so much to do, but if you get it going, I'll help.
Okay.
We'll do. Thanks
Thank
for calling,
you.
Buddy. Take
Thank
care.
Thank you very much.
All right.
And we'll be helping you all we can.
Appreciate it, Frank. Thank you, sir. Take
Thank
care.
You. Bye.
All right, let's go to Carrar calling from Los Angeles. Carrar, not much time.
I want to say that Bishop Tutu of South Africa said that that black people and white people may have to come together to fight their common enemy. And their common enemy is George Bush, Vicente Fox, and these illegal aliens.
Carrara, that's right on the money. And you're absolutely right. We got to put our racial differences behind. And that includes American Hispanics. That includes American Asians. All people of this country are going to have to put all the differences behind and come together to fight this common enemy. You are so right. I got to go, buddy. Thanks for the call.
All right.
Take care. Good
Take
guy. All right. Let's go to Lynn real quick, calling from Fairfax, Virginia. Lynn, you got about 15 seconds.
Kerry, the Washington Post reported yesterday that the president of El Salvador was here in Silver Spring, Maryland, urging the El Salvadorans to re-register here for this thing that was extended.
Right.
But he also made a remark and said, quote, "We have to work for immigration reform," he urged, referring to proposals by President Bush to establish a massive guest worker program. He called on the immigrants to contact local authorities and members of U.S. Congress. He says, "You have to join all the campaigns out there."
Unbelievable.
Then he also states that he's mailing 350,000 booklets about the programs to immigrants' homes and arranging phone calls with recorded messages.
Unbelievable. Everything to get them here and to undercut this country. Lynn, I got to go. It's the end of the show. I'm sorry.
All right.
Thanks for staying up.
Okay.
All right. You know what, folks? I'm sorry, rest of you, I can't get to you. But what's happened, they've extended the time that the Central Americans can stay in our country, which is really sad. I want to say hello to our good friends in Washington, D.C. at the American Council for Immigration Reform, Bill Buchanan, good folks there. I want to remind you this week with the Swings, listen to these columns this week, folks. Armstrong Williams, Willing Employee Meets Willing Employer, and The Road from Little Rock, both by the Swings this week. You can read those columns written specifically for our website on theterryandersonshow.com. I want to thank Carol Lee for taking your calls and my engineer, Deluxe Mike Reed, who never makes a mistake. And I want to thank all of you folks who have participated. Don't forget your calendars, folks. I'm going to give out that address right now. Send your donations to The Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. And those of you that want to hear me every week on Mark Edwards, go to our website. There will be a way there for you to listen to Mark Edwards on our website this Wednesday. Because I co-host a show every Wednesday night. Don't forget those websites, TerryAndersonShow.com, JuanManOfDeportAliens.com, and the AmericanPatrol.com. Don't forget, folks, we will be back again next week attempting to articulate the popular rage. I got it all in. Good night, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order three or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can.